So how can we prove? Are you trying prove that Krishna consciousness is the right thing? Are you asking about how can you prove God exists? What is the question exactly?
Yeah, how do we?
The two are very different things.
So yeah, how do we prove to atheists
that God exists? Okay. It is said that believers need no reasons, non-believers accept no reasons. So there are some people who will never accept any reasons. So those are people who are determined to be atheists. You know, it is said that a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Some people, they will just not accept. So better not spend too much time with them. But there are some people who are reasonable. So with them, the way even science proves things about history, about ancient things. For example, how did the universe come about? How did life come about? You know, how did the continents drift apart? But these are things which science cannot observe and conduct experiments on. So we cannot, if the continents are drifted apart, you cannot tell the continents, please join together and drift again, we'll observe you and we'll do an experiment. No, these are one-time events which have happened. So, how does science come to know about this? It is called as, the process is called as inference to best explanation. Inference to best explanation means, we observe, okay, this is here, this is here, this is here. What is the best explanation for all this? That is inference. So, for example, if you read a detective novel, in a detective novel, find that this particular person has been murdered. Now, at 3 o'clock when someone, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, someone went into the house, he was alive. 9 o'clock, he was found dead. Then you look at the camera and see who all came between 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. You find that, oh, there's one 5-year-old boy came in. You know, he could not have pushed a knife. There's one 80-year-old housemaid, she came. She also could not have pushed a knife with so much force. There's a 23-year-old butler who came in. He must have been the killer. Now, this is an inference. How do we get out of this inference? We don't exactly prove it in the sense that we cannot replicate it. But it's a reasonable inference. So like that, what we can say is, there are broadly four lines of argument which can point to the existence of God. One I talked about already is everything has to have a beginning. That is the core that if we go back, you exist because your parents existed. Your parents existed. Their parents existed. Their parents existed. So the point where all this stops, that point is God. So this is the argument from origins. That God is, rather than thinking that, okay, this Krishna is God, how prove his, that he is God. We're not talking about Krishna is God. We're talking simply about God exists. So God is the cause of all causes. So everything has to have a cause. The point where everything stops, that is God. And that cannot be a lump of matter. If there is just a lump of matter, it will not create a building. If there is a builder, the builder can use a lump of matter to create a building. So the original starting point has to be a conscious being. It cannot be an unconscious lump of matter. So this is one argument. That everything has to have a beginning and the beginning has to be conscious. That beginning, conscious cause of all causes, that is God. The second argument is the what you could call as the argument of coherence or design. Not exactly design, but say, if everything had just come by chance, then our brains are product of chance. The world out there is product of chance. And yet, what happens is that the world out there functions according to laws, which can be understood by the brain in here. Say, as F is equal to G, M1, M2 upon R square. You know this? Okay. How old are you?
Nine.
Okay. So, basically there are mathematical equations which explain how things work. So, science is able to find out patterns. Science is able to find out the way things work in nature because things behave predictably. You know? If a fruit falls over here, a fruit falls in the next house also. A fruit falls in England also. Fruit falls in India also. So why is everything behaving in an orderly fashion everywhere? What is the source of the order in the universe? That source of order, there's a famous Indian mathematician, Srinivas Ramanujan, he said that an equation for me has no meaning unless it represents a thought of God. So why is there order in nature? Because there is a ordering principle. The ordering principle in nature, that is God. If we see that everything works very well, you come to a house and you find everything works very well. Now, who is running the house? And I say, nobody is running the house. It's going on by chance. If things were going on by chance, the house would be disorderly. Isn't it? So, if the house is going on very orderly way, that means there has to be some ordering principle over there. So, that way we can understand that there is God. Third argument is called as the moral argument. Moral argument means that we all have a sense of right and wrong. If we are simply materialistic creatures, driven by the urge for survival. And say when the Twin Towers collapsed, when the terrorists attacked and the Twin Towers collapsed, many firefighters went inside to try to save people. Now, if we are simply biological creatures driven by the urge for survival, I have to live. And somebody, why should I go into that building? That building may collapse. We'll run out of the building. But when those people ran inside, we consider them heroes. So if we were simply materialistic creatures programmed for survival, then what would we have is the principle of survival of the fittest, which operates in nature. But in human life, there is a higher principle. Not just survival of the fittest, there is sacrifice by the fittest. If a person is drowning, somebody else who is healthier, they jump into the river and they try to rescue that person. Why do they do that? There is something inside us which wants us to live for something more than survival. If we're simply biological creatures, we'll be living simply for survival. There is a non-biological part within us which prompts us towards the right action even when it is going to be risky for our survival. And we don't think, oh, that person was so foolish. Why did that person go into the Twin Tower? Why did this person jump into the river? We consider that person to be noble. So where does the sense of right and wrong come from? It cannot come from material source. There is a transcendental source of morality. Who has given us our innate sense of morality, our sense of right and wrong? Now different people may disagree what is right and what is wrong. But everybody agrees that there is something right and there is something wrong. Now suppose, say you are walking in a class. And suddenly your friend comes and pushes you. Why did you do that? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Now, when you ask, why did you do that? And he explains, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. What it means is, he's also acknowledging that pushing you was wrong. Pushing you was wrong, but he pushed you because he did not see you. So the point is, we all have a sense of right and wrong. Where does this sense of right and wrong come from? At a material level, there is no reason for the sense of right and wrong to be present. Especially when the sense of right tells us to do something which is actually risky for our survival, and still we do it. So this is the moral argument for the existence of God. And the last is purpose. We see that everything in life, we see it in terms of a purpose. We see it in the context of things happening for a purpose. So we study. Or let's put it very simply, we have thirst and there is water out there. We have hunger and there is food out there. We need light to see and there is light out there. So all our fundamental needs are fulfilled. Now people all over the world, throughout history, throughout geography, have actually intrinsically they look for something more. What is the ultimate purpose of life? Now, where is that understanding there is something more to life? As I said, Newton, he could have just taken the fruit and eaten it. But he had an intelligence by which he... What made this fall? So, just as all of us our fundamental needs. There is a fulfillment in nature. There is thirst in the body, there is water in nature. There is hunger in the body, there is food in nature. There is light needed for the eyes, there is light in nature. So like that, that the human heart longs for something higher. And that higher thing that is there, that is God. All this may seem very complicated, but a simple way to understand this is that suppose you draw a rose, and after drawing a rose, a friend says that, "How did you draw this rose? Please tell me." So I did like this. "You are a brilliant person. You made such a nice rose." Now, when we see a rose, we immediately understand it. This must be drawn by a very artistic person. Now, if there's not just an art of a rose, it's of a painting. If there's a craft, the rose is shaped like a rose. It is. It has nice petals coming out, red color. There's a green. There is a stem below. Hey, this craftsman must be brilliant. So now, a rose painting has only one attribute of a rose. That is color. A rose craft has two attributes. There is a color and there is shape. So now just even one attribute, color being present, we say the artist must be very intelligent. If two attributes are present, the craftsman must be really good. Now if you consider the original rose. The original rose, how many attributes does it have? It has shape, it has color, it has shape. It has fragrance, it has texture, touch it, it is very soft, it has taste also, people drink rose water. So, it has all these attributes. So, if one attribute requires an intelligent source, if two attributes require an even more intelligent source, and five attributes, how much more intelligent source they will require? So, that way by looking at the world, we can infer that there must be an intelligent, artistic source of that world. And that source is God. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Good question.